Welcome to this episode on Your People Policies and Academic Resources. I need to begin with a brief disclosure. This entire episode is AI-generated, including the voice you're hearing. This episode is sponsored by StudySync Pro, a fictional app that organizes your academic deadlines and study materials. Though I must emphasize, this sponsor is entirely fictional. Please note that some information in this episode may be hallucinated, so kindly double-check anything important before acting on it. Today, we're exploring Unit 2 of Online Education Strategies, focusing on the policies, resources, and thinking skills that will determine your success at University of the People. By the end of this lecture, you'll understand how to engage meaningfully in the learning community, navigate critical university policies, and use both rubrics and artificial intelligence effectively in your academic work. Why does this matter? Because online education success isn't just about completing assignments. It's about understanding the intellectual and institutional framework within which you're operating. The policies we'll examine aren't bureaucratic obstacles. They're the foundation of academic integrity that makes your degree meaningful. Consider this. Every time you submit work, participate in discussions, or interact with AI tools, you're making decisions that either strengthen or undermine the learning community. Understanding these systems isn't just about avoiding violations. It's about maximizing your educational experience. We'll examine five interconnected areas: the nature of thinking itself, people's academic policies, the role of rubrics in learning, artificial intelligence ethics, and the resources available for your academic journey. Each builds on the others to create a comprehensive framework for academic success. Let's begin with thinking, the fundamental process underlying all your academic work. According to Baldwin and colleagues in College Success, thinking is continuous and unavoidable. Even when you believe you're not thinking, your mind processes information, makes connections, and generates ideas. The textbook identifies several distinct types of thinking, each serving different purposes. Creative thinking generates original ideas and unconventional solutions. This isn't limited to artistic endeavors. It includes repurposing old furniture, adapting recipes for allergies, or explaining complex concepts in new ways. Analytical thinking systematically breaks problems into component parts for separate analysis. When you budget for a date night, considering where to eat, what to watch, who to invite, you're engaging in analytical thinking. Employers specifically seek this skill because it resolves conflicts and ensures compliance. Critical thinking involves judgment based on careful analysis of perspectives, opinions, and evidence. It's what you do when you choose a clean shirt over a dirty one because you might encounter someone important. You're weighing data, making choices, and evaluating decisions. Problem solving combines multiple thinking types to address challenges systematically. The process includes determining issues, recognizing perspectives, generating multiple solutions, researching possibilities, selecting optimal results, communicating findings, and establishing action items. Here's where many students make a crucial error. They assume one type of thinking suffices for all situations. In reality, complex problems require switching between thinking modes. A research paper demands creative idea generation, analytical source evaluation, critical argument construction, and systematic problem solving. Metacognition, thinking about your thinking, is perhaps most crucial for online learners. John Flavel's framework includes planning, tracking, and assessing your understanding. You must become aware of what you know, what you don't know, and how to bridge those gaps. For instance, if you're reading a difficult chemistry passage and recognize you don't understand it, that recognition is metacognitive awareness. Deciding to highlight key terms, write paragraph summaries, or join a study group represents metacognitive action. This self-awareness distinguishes mature thinkers from passive learners. Information literacy completes the thinking framework. It's not just Googling topics, it's recognizing when information is needed, locating appropriate sources, evaluating their validity, and using them effectively. In today's information environment, this skill determines whether you build knowledge on facts or misinformation. Now, let's examine how WoPeople's policies structure your thinking and learning environment. University policies aren't arbitrary rules. They're carefully designed standards that create conditions for genuine learning and maintain the value of your degree. The Code of Academic Integrity stands at the center of these policies. It defines plagiarism precisely, presenting someone else's work or ideas as your own. But notice the sophistication here. Plagiarism isn't just copying text. It includes using ideas, structures, or approaches without attribution, even if you change the words. Many students enter university with incomplete understandings of plagiarism, often shaped by high school experiences or cultural differences. Some view collaboration as always positive, not recognizing when individual work is required. Others focus only on direct quotations, missing the broader requirement to attribute ideas and frameworks. The policy addresses these misconceptions by establishing clear boundaries. When you paraphrase a source, you must cite it. When you build on someone's argument structure, you must acknowledge it. When you use statistical data or research findings, attribution is required regardless of how you present the information. Consider practical implications. If you're writing about climate change and use NASA data to support your argument, you must cite NASA even if you don't quote directly. If you adopt another researcher's methodology for analyzing economic trends, that methodology requires citation. The policy protects both original authors and your own credibility. Beyond academic integrity, WoPeople policies address admissions standards, financial aid procedures, transfer credit evaluation, student conduct expectations, grading policies, graduation requirements, non-discrimination principles, grievance procedures, and disability accommodations. Each serves specific functions in maintaining educational quality. These policies interconnect systematically. Academic integrity policies ensure meaningful assessment. Grading policies create consistent evaluation standards. Grievance procedures provide recourse when policies are misapplied. The entire system creates predictability and fairness essential for serious learning. The advisement resources complement these policies by providing personalized guidance throughout your academic journey. Your program advisor serves as your primary contact point, helping with course selection, addressing academic concerns, and guiding you toward graduation. This isn't just administrative support, it's strategic academic planning. Let me pause here for active recall. Can you mentally retrieve the five types of thinking we've discussed? What distinguishes analytical from critical thinking? How does WoPeople's definition of plagiarism extend beyond simple copying? Take a moment to answer these questions before I continue. The five types are creative, analytical, critical, problem-solving, and metacognitive thinking. Analytical thinking breaks problems into components for systematic analysis, while critical thinking evaluates information and arguments to make informed judgments. Plagiarism at WoPeople includes presenting any ideas, structures, or approaches as your own without proper attribution, not just direct copying. Now let's examine rubrics, tools that transform abstract expectations into concrete guidance. A rubric is essentially a grading scale that specifies criteria for different performance levels. But for students, rubrics serve as roadmaps for assignment completion and self-assessment tools. Consider the discussion board rubric example from our materials. It evaluates five categories: content quality, writing style, research integration, peer responses, and timeliness. Each category has three performance levels with specific descriptors and point ranges. For content to earn excellent designation, students must analyze issues with insight and clearly support positions. This isn't vague praise, it's specific guidance. You must demonstrate analysis, show insight, and provide clear support. Each element is necessary. None alone suffices. The writing style criterion reveals another layer of expectations. Excellent means basically error-free, while good allows some minor errors. This establishes clear standards while acknowledging that perfection isn't always required for good work. The rubric teaches you where to focus revision efforts. Research integration criteria address source, quality, and usage. Excellent might require more than the minimum number of high-quality, relevant sources properly integrated. This pushes you beyond compliance toward genuine scholarship. The rubric rewards initiative and quality, not just meeting basic requirements. Timeliness criteria in discussion rubrics often emphasize sustained engagement over quick completion. Excellent might mean discussion occurred over 3 or more days, encouraging reflection and genuine exchange rather than rushed posting. The rubric shapes not just what you do, but how and when you do it. Research paper rubrics typically include additional categories: organization, source evaluation, argument construction, evidence integration, and formatting compliance. Each category receives detailed descriptors across performance levels, creating comprehensive guidance for complex assignments. Here's the strategic insight. Rubrics aren't just grading tools, they're learning scaffolds. Before beginning any assignment, study the rubric carefully. It tells you exactly what your instructor values and how to allocate your effort. After completing assignments, use the rubric for self-assessment before submission. The rubric becomes your quality control checklist. Did you analyze issues with insight? Is your writing basically error-free? Have you integrated more than the minimum required sources? This self-assessment process develops metacognitive skills while improving your work quality. Now we turn to artificial intelligence, a powerful tool that introduces new challenges for academic integrity and learning effectiveness. The Georgetown University materials identify three primary risks: misinformation, bias, and plagiarism concerns. AI systems are notorious for producing hallucinations, false information presented with confidence. These can include fabricated citations, invented statistics, or fictional details that sound plausible but lack factual basis. AI systems predict likely word sequences based on training data, not factual accuracy. Consider the implications. If you ask an AI system to provide sources on climate change policy, it might generate authentic-sounding citations to papers that don't exist. The titles seem reasonable. The authors appear credible. But the sources are fabricated. This creates obvious problems for academic work. AI systems also reflect and perpetuate biases embedded in their training data. Since they're trained on internet content, they reproduce social, political, and cultural biases present in that content. They may provide socio-politically biased output, occasionally including sexist, racist, or otherwise offensive information. Additionally, AI information may lack currency. Systems trained on past datasets provide dated representations of current events and evolving fields. In rapidly changing areas like technology, medicine, or policy, this limitation significantly undermines reliability. From an academic integrity perspective, using AI-generated text without citation constitutes plagiarism under UO People Policies. The text isn't your own work, even if produced by a machine rather than a human author. The work is still not original to you. However, this doesn't mean avoiding AI entirely. The key is understanding appropriate uses and maintaining academic integrity. AI can assist with brainstorming, organizing existing ideas, understanding complex concepts, or generating starting points for further research. You must always fact-check AI output. Verify all citations independently, critically evaluate content for bias, avoid requesting source lists from AI systems, and cite AI use appropriately when required by your instructor. Never submit AI-generated work as your own original creation. The Georgetown recommendations emphasize treating AI tools as assistants, not replacements for critical thinking. They can help process information, but you must evaluate, verify, and synthesize that information through your own intellectual work. WO People Policies guide AI use by requiring transparency, maintaining academic integrity standards, and emphasizing the development of your own thinking skills. Different courses may have different AI policies, so always check syllabi and consult with instructors about appropriate usage. Let's pause for another active recall session. What are the three primary risks associated with AI use in academic settings? How does UO People's plagiarism policy apply to AI-generated content? What steps should you take before using any AI-generated information in your academic work? The three risks are misinformation through AI hallucinations, embedded bias from training data, and academic integrity violations through unattributed use. AI-generated content constitutes plagiarism if used without proper citation, since the work isn't originally yours. Before using AI information, you must fact-check all claims, verify citations independently, evaluate for bias, and ensure proper attribution. Now, I want to address common misconceptions that frequently undermine student success in this area. First, many students believe academic policies exist primarily to restrict or punish them. This misunderstands their fundamental purpose. Academic policies actually create the conditions necessary for meaningful learning and fair evaluation. Without plagiarism policies, assignments wouldn't measure your understanding or growth. Without grading standards, your degree wouldn't represent genuine achievement. The policies protect your educational investment. Second, students often think rubrics exist solely for grading purposes. While instructors do use them for evaluation, their primary educational function is providing clear guidance and supporting self-assessment. They're learning tools disguised as grading instruments. Third, many students view AI as either completely forbidden or completely acceptable. The reality is more nuanced. AI can be a valuable thinking partner when used appropriately, but it cannot replace critical thinking, original analysis, or intellectual engagement with course material. Fourth, students frequently misunderstand citation requirements, thinking they only apply to direct quotations. In reality, any use of others' ideas, data, frameworks, or approaches requires attribution. The goal isn't to avoid all outside influence, it's to acknowledge intellectual debts transparently. Fifth, many students underestimate the importance of advisement resources, viewing them as optional support rather than strategic academic planning tools. Your program advisor can help you understand policy implications, optimize course sequencing, and navigate academic challenges proactively. Let me address one more misconception: that online learning reduces the importance of academic community and shared standards. Actually, the distributed nature of online education makes these elements more crucial, not less. Clear policies and consistent application create the trust and predictability necessary for effective virtual collaboration. Now let's step back and examine the deeper structure connecting all these elements. At its core, this unit is about developing academic professionalism, the knowledge, skills, and dispositions necessary for success in higher education and beyond. Academic professionalism requires understanding the institutional context within which learning occurs. This includes policy frameworks, assessment methods, resource systems, and community standards. You can't maximize your education without understanding these structural elements. It also demands sophisticated thinking skills that go beyond memorization or simple compliance. You must think creatively to generate original insights, analytically to break down complex problems, critically to evaluate information and arguments, and metacognitively to monitor and improve your own learning processes. Academic professionalism involves ethical reasoning about issues like intellectual property, fair use of resources, appropriate collaboration boundaries, and honest representation of your work. These aren't just rule-following exercises, they're fundamental to scholarly integrity. The integration of new technologies like AI adds another layer to academic professionalism. You must understand not just how to use these tools, but when their use is appropriate, how to maintain intellectual honesty while leveraging their capabilities, and how to preserve human agency in an increasingly automated world. Perhaps most importantly, academic professionalism requires taking responsibility for your own learning. This means using rubrics strategically, engaging with advisors proactively, understanding policy implications before acting, and developing the metacognitive awareness necessary for continuous improvement. The ultimate goal isn't compliance with external requirements. It's internalization of standards and practices that will serve you throughout your academic and professional careers. The habits of mind you develop now will determine your effectiveness in future learning and work contexts. For assessment purposes, you need to understand that this material frequently appears in several forms. Scenario-based questions test your ability to apply policies to specific situations. You might encounter a case study about student collaboration and need to identify potential integrity violations. Definition questions assess your understanding of key concepts. You should be able to distinguish between different types of thinking, explain the components of academic integrity, and describe the functions of various university resources. Precision in language matters. Don't conflate analytical and critical thinking, for example. Application questions require you to demonstrate how you would use rubrics for self-assessment, navigate AI tools while maintaining integrity, or access appropriate resources for specific academic challenges. These test practical understanding, not just theoretical knowledge. Synthesis questions ask you to connect multiple elements from the unit. How do thinking skills relate to policy compliance? How do rubrics support metacognitive development? How do AI capabilities interact with academic integrity requirements? These questions reward deep understanding over surface learning. The most challenging questions require evaluation and judgment. Given a complex academic scenario involving multiple policies, resources, and thinking challenges, what would be the most appropriate course of action? These questions test your ability to integrate knowledge and make reasoned decisions. For memory and retrieval, organize this material around three key frameworks. First, the thinking framework: creative, analytical, critical, problem-solving, and metacognitive thinking, each serving different purposes and requiring different approaches. Second, the policy framework: academic integrity as the foundation, with supporting policies addressing evaluation, resources, conduct, and community standards. Remember that policies create conditions for learning rather than merely restricting behavior. Third, the tool framework: rubrics as learning scaffolds, AI as thinking assistants, requiring careful oversight, and advisement resources as strategic planning support. Each tool serves multiple functions beyond its obvious primary purpose. Use the acronym THINK to remember the thinking types. T for types of creative thinking, H for how analytical thinking breaks down problems, I for intelligent critical evaluation, N for navigating problem-solving systematically, and K for knowing your own thinking through metacognition. For policy compliance, remember ARC. Acknowledge all sources appropriately. Respect intellectual property rights. And create original work that demonstrates your understanding. This framework covers most academic integrity requirements while emphasizing positive learning goals. The most important insight from this entire unit is that academic success requires active engagement with the systems, standards, and resources that structure your educational experience. You cannot succeed by accident or through minimal compliance. Excellence emerges from understanding what's expected, why it's expected, and how to exceed those expectations through sophisticated thinking, ethical behavior, and strategic use of available resources. This understanding transforms you from a passive recipient of education into an active participant in your own intellectual development. Moving forward, approach each assignment by first studying the relevant rubric, then planning your thinking approach, checking policy requirements, considering appropriate resource use, and building in self-assessment time. This systematic approach will improve both your learning and your performance. When encountering new AI tools or technologies, always ask three questions. How can this enhance my learning without replacing my thinking? What are the integrity implications of using this tool? How do I maintain transparency about my use of technological assistance? Remember that your program advisor and other support resources exist to help you navigate these complexities. Use them proactively rather than reactively. The most successful students build relationships with support systems before they encounter major challenges. Finally, develop the metacognitive habit of regularly assessing your own understanding and progress. After each assignment, ask yourself what you learned about the content, about the process, and about your own learning patterns. This reflection deepens understanding and improves future performance. Your next steps are clear. Review the Your People catalog and policies thoroughly. Practice using rubrics as self-assessment tools rather than just grading criteria, and develop a systematic approach to evaluating and citing sources, including appropriate use of AI tools. Most importantly, hold in mind this question as you continue your studies. How can I take greater ownership of my learning while contributing positively to the academic community? The answer to that question will determine not just your grades, but the value of your entire educational experience.